It's late summer, and the almond harvest is well underway in Madera County. Along a tree-lined country road, about a dozen AgriLand employees are transferring almonds into a huge elevator.
These guys are dumping into the belt, into the elevator, uh-huh. And then throwing into the trucks.
The nuts will then be loaded into a truck. They will appear on the shelves as Blue Diamond brand almonds. As a company of 175 employees, AgriLand is considered a large business under the Affordable Care Act. Beginning in January 2015, the company will be required to offer affordable, high-quality health insurance to its workers or pay a fine. The company's obligation is to offer insurance. It's the employee's choice to accept it or not. The company will comply with the law, but CEO Jim Maxwell is concerned that many of his low-wage workers can't afford to buy into a traditional health insurance program.
So at the end of the day, we've complied with the act, but our employees haven't moved forward in terms of the quality of the health care that they're receiving.
So the company has also established a partnership with a local community health center. While it's not insurance coverage, the partnership will improve employees' access to preventative and primary health care.
So we tried to design a plan that would be responsive to their needs.
In the face of the Affordable Care Act, many large agricultural companies are facing a similar quandary. The challenge is to develop a health program that complies with a federal health law that's both affordable to growers and beneficial to their workers. Joel Derringer is a health policy consultant in San Luis Obispo.
There was great opportunity for the Affordable Care Act to provide extended coverage to farm workers. The reality is that very few will actually obtain benefits under the Affordable Care Act.
The main reason, he says, is that many farm workers are undocumented and unable to receive benefits through the expanded Medi-Cal program or the state's health insurance exchange, Covered California. Another reason is many ag employees are part-time seasonal workers, but the law requires large businesses to offer insurance only to full-time employees. And even if they do qualify for coverage, farm workers may struggle to afford it. That's why some ag employers in the Central Valley are finding creative ways to comply with the law and provide their workers with access to care.
While the farm workers are not going to get the full coverage that we had hoped for under the ACA, the ag industry is looking at innovative ways for providing health services for their workers. And the reasons that they're doing that is that they need a healthy and stable workforce. And it may not be through the traditional full-scope insurance, but maybe one that really focuses on preventive and primary care.
Some of those new models include establishing a relationship with an existing clinic like AgriLand has done, or setting up their own health clinic as Paramount Citrus recently did. If you've driven along Highway 99 in Kern County, you've no doubt seen the new Paramount Citrus facilities in Delano. Less visible from the road, though, is the company's new on-site health center. Danny Garcia, the company's director of human resources, walks through the citrus-colored clinic.
We have two exam rooms and one lab, and then office space for the health and wellness coach and for the office space for the providers.
The company has a contract with Kaiser Permanente, which operates the clinic. All Paramount Citrus employees and their families can receive primary care services like well baby screenings, immunizations, and diabetes tests. Paramount Citrus also offers health insurance to its workers, and the company says 75% of their employees buy into the program. But the health center is free to all employees, regardless of whether they are insured. Paramount Citrus is owned by Stuart and Linda Resnick. David Krause is the company president.
There's a real belief, again, with the owners that preventative health care is the right approach. So by making it available, our hope is that we'll catch things earlier, keep people healthier, obviously keep them at work and happy much more than having to deal with the sickness or the illness after the fact.
Krause says the partnership between Paramount and Kaiser is groundbreaking.
There's a significant cost associated with this. If it wasn't for the vision of our owners and their willingness to put that you know, cost aside and provide this benefit, it would be hard to justify. We think that this is a long-term investment in the health and well-being of our employees and their families.
Almost 100 miles north on the 99, Agriland CEO Jim Maxwell says he will offer health insurance to all his employees. But he expects most of his low-wage workers to opt out of the insurance program.
If you look at the Affordable Health Care Act, it's not affordable to our employees.
So the company is partnering with Camarena Health, the federally qualified health center in Madera County, to provide health care to its employees. The health and wellness program is available to all employees, whether or not they participate in the company's insurance program. The company pays for 80% of an employee's health care costs at Camarena Clinics, and the employee is responsible for the remaining 20%.
We are trying to design a program with the help of our employees that meets their health needs at a cost that we can all afford.
Maxwell believes his plan could become a model for keeping farm workers healthy.
If we can sort of work the bugs out of it, then yes, we very much hope that it would be a model for others so that more and more people could have access to the things that they really need to stay healthy.
As the federal health law looms, other ag companies might consider these multi-pronged approaches to offering insurance and health care to their employees. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.